Gaundy and Maz Show.
Always a fun one on a Friday.
Oh, it was a fun start to the show when the whole system that the show operates on failed.
That's right.
Because I think, I don't know, I reckon it was the storm, but then you were saying the whole network around Australia was down for a sec.
Yeah, well, unless it's run out of New South Wales, and it did sort of put the whole country out. That's what I was told.
I don't even understand how the radio works, if I'm being super honest with you.
How weird is this?
So we're in this room talking into microphones, and someone's in their car tuned into a dial, and our voices are coming through their car speakers. How?
Amazing.
Don't even understand it.
I'm just glad someone else came up with it so we could enjoy it.
I know. What would we be doing if radio didn't exist?
What hasn't been invented yet that we don't even know we're missing out on?
Oh, gee, that's a brain-bending question.
Mate. All those answers and more answered in the podcast today. Or none of the answers.
None of the answers. All of the questions. Part of the equipment here at the radio station is crapping itself.
Apparently,
I think that's the technical term.
Well, what we've been told, it's happening all around the country. It's not just us.
Is it the storm then, or is it the network?
Well, the storm's just here, so
maybe
I don't know how that affects the entire network.
Trying to hack the network.
Maybe.
Someone's trying to take us down.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, basically the phone system is stuffed, which is a real issue for us because we rely heavily on communicating with our amazing listeners. So we can't talk to anybody on the phones right now.
That's right.
So we've got a few options.
We've got these.
We've got some microphones in here.
Yep.
That's good. We've got some voices and mouths to talk out of, brains to come up with funny jokes.
Hopefully something good comes out.
So should we play Year of the Song for some fun?
I really like Year of the Song.
Why don't we just do Year of the Song?
Let's just do it. And then when the phone system works itself out, the first two people, we can just give the prize to whoever they
pick. Let's just play Year of the Song. Because we have everything we need to play Year of the Song.
Yeah, we're good to go for that.
Let's just do that then. That's a fun time.
Might need something new for Seven, but maybe we'll do Alpha Bucks then. But okay, let's go Year of the Song.
Gotta guess that. Year of the Song. Gotta guess that. Year of the Song. Gotta guess that.
Love a good technical difficulty.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, this is better than one time when I was on air and the mics just stopped working altogether. There was no mics.
Well, yeah, no, that's a real issue.
Yeah.
But then could people just call through and get on air? Because that would be funny.
Yeah,
because then
listeners
could just call through and say whatever they want.
Listener FM.
With
hey, Maddie.
No filter.
Hey, guys. All right. There's a theme for today. It's the birthday week. All of these artists had their birthday this week.
Happy birthday.
And I think you're going to love them. First up, you want to get right into it. Best of five.
Yeah, let's go.
So was this your 7 a.m. game that we now have to have something?
Okay. No, we'll play Alpha Bucks at 7 with Ben. We'll get it back.
If the phone isn't working, though, we cannot play
if
Alpha
If they can't
Bucks.
Fix it in an hour, tell you what, they should all be fired.
Who right now is
Lewis.
Getting phone calls?
Lewis.
Oh, sorry, Lewis is fixing the phones right now.
Come
what
on,
about,
Lewis.
What's his face? Renfu. No.
Renfu. Yeah, the best tech in the game, Renfu. I'll tell you that
Renfu's
much. Call
is,
him.
Does he get phone calls right? Who's
I don't know if Renfu's on right now.
He'll sort it out. Even if he's not on, he'll just log on and wake up.
All right, let's keep moving because we're running late here.
Sort it out, team. Come on.
First
okay,
up, sorry. Genuine, his song Pony, we're going to play. He turned 51 this week, Genuine.
Hey, let's do it. Oh, man. What year was this? This is where I'd normally phone a friend because.
Oh, yeah, see, we cannot phone a friend. That's
it's all on us now.
I feel like he's 51 now, but.
One. It's good.
You sing a song like that when you're a lot younger, don't you?
He was fairly young, yeah.
Surely you'd have some like younger memories grinding to this, Gaundy.
Yes, this is true.
Were you a bit of a dance floor grinder?
No, I'm more of a dance floor lurker.
Well, that's concerning.
In a friendly way. Like, I'm a friendly...
There's no such thing as a friendly lurker, mate.
No, I'm a friendly lurker.
That's not the right word.
Lurker...
You said it.
No, I'm like a wall guy. Like, I'll hang on the wall and sort of move my head. You know the wall guys? Like,
you just stand at the side, hang, chat.
Move a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm not like a grinder. I'm more of a hang-arounder. whatever. None of the
Hayley's
terms
very
are good.
Familiar with those.
Okay,
kinds of
I love that. Hayley, in your experience,
oh,
is
that's
a friendly
good.
Lurker a thing on a dance floor?
I'm not sure who she's talking to at the moment. She might be talking to Ben. We'll come back to her.
Okay, sorry. The year of that song. So wait, did you friendly lurk to Pony? Did we establish that?
Well, the thing with Pony is it stands the test of time. Like it, people have been lurking to that song for a long time now.
I think 90s, but maybe I'm totally wrong.
Mass locked in, Gaundy locked in. Somebody's bang on here, I will say that. Gaundy said 98, Maz 96.
Yeah.
It was 96, Maz Compton.
96.
First points. All right, song
number
2.
You've been friendly lurking since 96.
some more R&B for you.
It should be on a T-shirt for you.
The friendly lurker.
The friendly lurker since 1996.
I regret using the word lurk. Mate, lurk is not a good word.
not at all.
That's awesome.
Artist number 2 had his birthday this week. Usher turned 43. Oh. And he had, yeah. Let's go.
Yes.
Oh, okay, well.
Gaundy locked in. Maz locked in.
Usher's another one that's gone over a decade or so of tunes.
How old is Usher now?
43.
Oh, he's still pretty young. He's still young.
So, Maz, you said this song was 2003. Gaundy said 2006. It was 2004. Maz Compton again. We'll get the points, which means Gaundy, to stay in the game, you're going to need this next one. She turned 29 this week. It's Cardi B with Bodak Yellow.
I don't dance now. I make money move. Say,
Cardi
I don't gotta dance. I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't.
This was one of her first songs, if not the debut song, I feel.
Well, I won't reveal anything. Maz locked in.
I think she's been kicking since.
She hasn't been lurking since 1996.
She has not been lurking long.
Gaundy locked in. So Maz,
hi, I'm Gaundy, the friendly lurker, lurking since 1996. Pleasure doing business with you.
Oh, the regrets.
Thanks, love.
So right. Pleasure doing business with you, darling.
Maz, you said...
Hi, lovely.
Maz said 2019 for Bodak Yellow. Gaundy, you said 2017. It was 2017.
He stays in the game,
which means, Maz, you're going to froth this one. He turned 53 this week. It's Hugh Jackman with The Greatest Showman.
Oh, my God. The best movie ever.
Is this Hugh singing, is it?
Yes. That is Hugh.
Highly produced, isn't it? Oh, you can barely know that's Hugh, right?
Well, he's got a full cast behind him.
Ah, right. I love Hugh. You know that. Hugh know that.
Hugh know that.
You are kidding me, right?
So Hugh are kidding me.
What did Hugh think?
We've got nothing. I'm trying to think of the year of the song. Instead of Hugh puns.
Phew.
Achoo.
All right, go on, you locked
in. No, that's not right either.
Wait,
hang on. All right.
You need to stay in the game, Gaundy.
All right,
locked in. Maz?
Oh, relax.
Just take the win this morning, Maz Compton.
I don't.
You've said 2017, Maz. Gaundy, 2019.
No.
Someone's bang on. And Maz Compton, she's done it this morning. 3-1.
Because I watched that movie at the Moonlight Cinema in Brisbane with Glenn, and I remember jumping up off my beanbag at the end of that movie going, this is the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life. I loved it.
What year? 2017.
Hugh would do that too.
Yeah. ask Hayley her question again now because she's she's back on with us.
Are you familiar with... Wait, what was the question?
Something about friendly lurkers.
Are you familiar with the term friendly lurker in a dance floor setting at a nightclub?
I wouldn't say it would be friendly.
No.
I'm aware of lurkers.
No, that's
aware
the difference.
Of lurkers.
Do you just stand back and just watch them dance?
No, correct. I'm hanging by the dance floor.
Lurking. So you're not dancing. You're
I'm just standing and I'm like moving a little bit and having a bit of a chat.
That's lurking.
That's lurking.
But it's friendly.
I wouldn't say it's
no,
friendly.
There's the difference. There's the creepy ones and then there's me being friendly lurking.
So are you looking at them like...
No, I'm...
So you're looking away. That's weird.
Where are you looking?
I don't know where to look anymore. It's great news this weekend.
The relief.
Yep.
That the Bunnings sausage sizzle is officially back this weekend.
Yep.
It's the only place that I'm not a vegetarian.
So tasty.
They're just so good.
And look.
It's so good for the kids too, because you can be like, hey, have a sausage and some bread, and follow me to aisle 53.
Yep.
And they love it.
There was two things that I was genuinely sad that COVID destroyed. A buffet.
Oh, yeah.
And a Bunnings sausage sizzle.
Both food related.
Yes. But we have to chat.
Fair call.
We have to chat to this guy this morning. Josh, the Bunnings sausage guy, joins us now. Hello, Josh.
G'day, how are we?
You're good.
Hey, Josh, is that your unofficial name now, Josh, the Bunnings sausage guy?
It's generally something with sausage in it. It's just standard now.
So your mission has been to try every single Bunnings sausage sizzle in the country, which it was stopped by COVID at one point. How many did you get to before COVID hit?
Well, we've ticked off, I think it's like 180 stores we've ticked off.
And how many in the country are there?
Amazing.
I believe it's 280.
So you're 100
excluding,
off.
Excluding the tradie stores, yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay, so you're not doing the tradie stores.
Well, they don't do the sizzles, so
yeah,
not
sure,
my
got it. Yeah, yep. That makes sense. Just take your Power Pass card to that. Don't worry about ordering a sausage. Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got 100 to go, and the big news is that they're back. They're back in New South Wales this weekend. That must be exciting news to you, Josh.
It's got the heart pumping, that's for sure. I'm not sure if it's like high cholesterol or if it's like excitement. I don't know.
Is there a standout Bunnings where it's either been the sausage or the service of the sizzle that you can recall so far on your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Seaford in South Australia.
In South Australia.
They took everything out. They had the gourmet like pork sausages and chicken sausages and bread rolls, wholemeal, and everything. It was. I've only seen that once, and that was at Seaford. Everywhere else is just pretty standard, but Seaford really took the cake there with
Seaford
that.
Seaford in South Australia.
Well, I guess generally they want to keep it cheap, don't they? That's why they go the cheapest white bread, they go the cheapest onions they can find and sausages as well. Were they charging more at Seaford?
Nah, same rate, $2.50.
Whoa, how? Use.
See, there are some great things about South Australia. We've just uncovered another one.
I will be going there when I go to SA just to check that out.
Put it on your list. Go to the wineries, go to McLaren Vale, and then the Seaford Bunnings for a snack.
It's up there. Definitely up there.
It's up there. And so where are we going tomorrow, Josh, now that it's back?
Northern Sydney, I think I'll tick off because I've done all the western suburbs and the majority of Sydney itself. So
okay.
I think it's just the northern area I need to tick off and
that's
then
all right.
Sydney done.
Hey, mate, nice weather on the weekend. Northern beaches and a Bunnings sizzle. That's amazing.
There's the one at Belrose. That's a good one up on the north shore there on the northern beaches. There's a little Bunnings in Narrabeen. I'm pretty sure that they do a sausage sizzle in the car park. There's two you can add to your list.
I'll tick them all off, don't worry.
Okay, good stuff. When do you reckon you're going to finish this quest by?
Well, COVID's really pushed it out. The plan was for end of year. But calculations, because it's all pretty high tech on the spreadsheets worked out. I needed 4 weeks in or 4 weekends in Queensland and 4 weekends in New South Wales to be done pretty much. And you know, there's not that many weekends left in the year, so it's coming in very tight.
If you only need 8 weekends though, you could maybe squeeze this in by the end of the year.
I'm going to try, that's for sure.
This is great news.
What's it cost you to date? How much money have you spent on flights and have you tallied that up as well?
I don't even look at that because I'm scared to look at that.
Yeah.
Don't look at that spreadsheet.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, very... got it. Like, well, if you just take $2.50 to the 180, that's on sausages alone.
Yep.
And sometimes there's a couple of snags at each Bunnings, and then you just got to add all the fuel up. Like, we drove to WA, so that was
Do you now regret your decision when you came up with this idea?
Well, I had intended on finishing this, I believe it was September 2021. So at the time, it was great. And then we've had 2 COVID lockdowns since then, and it's really blown out quite fast. So I will be happy to finish it.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've come this far. You've got to finish it off now.
That's the Aussie way right there, is that you cannot leave the snag half eaten, so to speak.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I'm locked into it now.
Okay.
All right.
Good
stuff,
mate.
Sausage on, my friend. All the best for this weekend. It is back, and hopefully you get this thing finished sooner rather than later. But exciting times for the Bunnings Sausage Sizzle fans.
Thanks very much.
13 10 60 if you've been dropped from the wedding party, groom's party, bridal party, or you've had to do the dropping yourself?
Oh, it's just so awkward, but that's what we love about these stories. Marguerite has called. Hello.
Good morning.
What is your being bumped from the bridal party story?
So my best friend was friends with a girl that they'd sort of met through their kids and what have you.
Yeah.
And the bride had another baby. And so my girlfriend looked after her baby, babysat her baby so that she could go to work because my girlfriend wasn't working at the time.
Yeah.
Never got paid. Never a thank you or anything, would, you know, be there on call for her, like just the perfect friend, basically.
Perfect friend.
Yeah, perfect friend.
Yep.
So they got close. She asked her to be part of her bridal party. All went well. Then my girlfriend got a job. She wasn't there to look after the baby anymore or be on call or anything.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that went a little astray. Tried on bridesmaids' dresses, started, you know, planning and everything. Communication just stopped.
Oh, well, ghosted.
That's never a good sign.
Ghosted pre-wedding.
Then wedding went along, no invitation.
What?
You're kidding. And so what, just had to watch it through social media, this thing that she would have been a massive part of?
That's hectic.
All because of the babysitting.
All because she wasn't there when she was needed.
That is all on.
Now she has come back.
Yep.
And brought her back into her life slowly. And I was actually only talking to her about it the other day. And she went, I can't believe how stupid I am. How did I let her back into my life?
Yeah, I was about to say, cut that friend off. Well, not even a friend.
Wow.
Just cut that person off.
From
you don't need it.
Bridesmaid to not even an invitation.
How rude. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, babe. Now, did you drop someone from your bridal party?
No, I was dropped from my best friend's bridal party.
Ouch.
So I was her maid of honour and everything was going well. I got into a relationship and I've actually recently moved from Orange to the Central Coast to be with my now fiancé.
Yeah, oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. So she dropped me from her bridal party because I moved to be with my partner. So the spotlight wasn't on her. She wasn't interested.
And I'm guessing that she's not going to be the maid of honour at your upcoming wedding either.
No.
Well, she
not only said to me she didn't want me to be a part of the bridal party, but she also didn't want me to be a part of her life anymore and completely blocked me on all social media platforms.
Yowzers.
Oh, man, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
No, that is crook, isn't it?
I think you made the right choice moving for your fiance, babe.
Absolutely. One more here. Emily, good morning.
Morning, guys.
So you were your best friend's bridesmaid, and then what happened?
She decided to elope because she'd gotten pregnant, which, fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yep.
But didn't tell me about it, and I didn't find out until she posted the wedding photos on Facebook.
Well, that happened to me with my best mate, Cam, who we've had on the radio show many times.
Did
I've known him since I was six. No, he just got married one day, didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I mean, it's not my day. He can do what he wants, but you do feel like you miss out a bit there, don't you, Emily?
Did you get any heads up, Gondi?
No, I saw pics on Facebook.
So I did that.
Oh, did you?
Glenn and I, we, not because I was pregnant, but we decided to elope because we'd both been married before and we were like, well, we've done that. So we went to Bali on this huge long holiday, got married over there and didn't tell anyone for a couple of months and then just came back and we were like, oh, we got married. And only like two people got super annoyed at us.
Who's that?
Well, I don't want to name names. They know who they are.
Your mum and...
No, I told my mum.
Oh, you told your mum.
We called mum on the day.
Oh, that's nice
Both
of you.
Both our mums.
Oh, that's nice
yeah,
of
yeah,
you
yeah.
on the day.
You're not invited.
But
I'm giving you a call to let you know what's happening, Mama Bear.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
The show is called The Vanishing. You'll catch it at 7 p.m. on Sunday night on Channel 7. You will hear the voice tones of Michael Usher in this promo for what is set to be a really interesting watch.
Melissa Caddick was my wife. I can't keep silent any longer.
She defrauded millions and millions, then vanished.
It's time for the truth to come out.
What Australia has heard so far is just the tip of the iceberg.
I know why she died.
Who would want to murder Melissa?
Someone got greedy and wanted her dead. No one vanishes. I don't think it was an accident at all.
Did you murder your wife?
What?
Point blank. Ask the question.
Good morning, Michael Usher.
Hello, Mazen Gundy. How are you?
Oh, I am just so... It sounds sick that I'm excited to watch this show. Do you know what I mean? Because it's true crime. It's still under investigation. It's really tragic. There are victims involved, but I'm fascinated.
There's just, well, it's just that there's so many unanswered questions in this one, Maz, and it's parts of it remain a mystery. And even when I drill into it with Anthony, and I said to him before we started even rolling, I said, you know, there's going to be a lot of uncomfortable questions in all of this. And he said, no, I'll answer all of them. To his credit, he did answer all of them over the course of about 3 or 4 interviews. And we took him down the coast where Melissa's foot was found, which wasn't comfortable for him. Inside the mansion, he shows me the safe where her $3 million worth of jewellery were taken by the investigators, seized assets. So he opens up everything, but there are just gaps in the story and the timeline. And, you know, there's quite a few times I say to Anthony, look, parts of what you're saying, mate, don't make sense. But, you know, it's hard to believe. So, look, it's the more you drill into it, this is the thing that I find fascinating. One of the most tragic aspects of it is that Melissa had a 15-year-old son, right? And imagine living with that for the rest of your life, you know, having lost mum and then coming to the realisation of what she did, and a mum who takes her own life without answers or explanation to, I know she had a lot of, you know, explaining to do to the investors, but what about just an explanation to her son? Yeah. So I find that part of it all terrible.
That
terrible.
Is hard. And he, and of course, that's going to be awful. His story now too, right? Like that, he's sort of like the innocent bystander in how this whole story has played out.
Well, look, Michael, I know we need to watch Sunday night to find out what the husband says, because he does say he knows who...
Well, he's got a theory, right?
He's got a theory. You know, I'm guessing you're not going to give that to us now, but where is his mind at? Like, where does he sort of think it all went wrong?
Grundy, I'll tell you this, and this is the thing that really smacked me between the eyes. He's still desperately in love with Melissa.
Well, you would be. If that's your partner, and he would be, right?
Yeah. He said their life was a complete love story, but when I put it to him that your life was based on one terrible lie, and that was her stealing for years and years and years, he struggles to accept a lot of it. Interestingly, though, part of the interview turned into almost therapy session with Anthony, where he said to me, look, I just haven't even entertained some of the things that you're putting to me. But look, Gundy, to your point, he says when money's involved, people will commit murder. And if people realise that they had lost everything and or they might have been exposed, because she was due to talk to the security investigators again at 11 o'clock that next morning. She goes missing at 5:30 in the morning. Did people want to silence her for some reason? So that's, to your point, that's where his mind is at.
So, Michael, is this still an open investigation? Like, are they still trying to, you know, get some sort of resolution to this mystery?
It's a good point, Maz, because there's three parts to it. So you've got the security investigators who were on the money trail to work out what she was allegedly doing with this trading and share investing. That's sort of come to a conclusion, but they've handed it over to the liquidators now, whose job is to try and see if they can find anything to give back to the investors who've lost millions and millions of dollars. Then there's the New South Wales Police. They, at this stage, are of the firm belief that, you know, she's dead. You know, there's that speculation that is she missing but without a foot? And I know that sounds crazy, but a lot of people, you know, I think go to the point, well, if she was that cunning to be the con artist that she was, she must have had an exit plan, or was she perhaps murdered and dismembered? And that's why a foot has washed up. But the New South Wales Police are keeping an open mind on that front. They believe she's dead, but they're going more on the theory, which I go with, is that out of an abundance of guilt, she killed herself. But no one knows, because at 5:30 in the morning, the day after the investigators have raided the house, the son hears a click on the front door, and that is the only clue as to Melissa, they believe, leaving the house.
Do you feel like we're any closer to a resolution, though, or do you feel like this is just one that will continue to go on for a long period of time?
I'd be fascinated to see what the investigators come up with, and I think they're a couple of months away. The coroner particularly will be interesting, and everyone is still waiting on that. So I think some answers technically about the foot, how it was severed, how it was, you know, it was such a grisly conversation.
It really
how it was, you know, taken yep. with the rest of the body. Yeah, that will give some answers.
Okay.
As for the bigger picture of did she jump, was she murdered, I think that could go on for a while.
Look, I'll give the Lifeline number out here as we do, 13 11 14, if this has brought up anything for you, because it is,
it's really confronting.
It is confronting, it is. But Sunday night, Channel 7 is where you're going to see the husband interviewed.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time this morning, Michael. Good luck with it.
Great talk. Yeah, thank you. Lovely talking to you both. Thank you.
Bit of a fun one for a Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to try and guess how old you are based solely on your voice. Oh, yeah.
Now, this all kicked off in the office here because of the New South Wales Premier, Don Perignon.
No, we're not. I don't know if we can refer to our Premier of New South Wales as Don Perignon.
Yeah, Don Perignon.
His name is Dominic Perrottet.
Yeah.
And our boss, Speedy, reckons he sounds a lot younger than what he actually is.
Speedy reckons he sounds 22 years old. Based on his voice alone.
Yeah.
How old is Don Perignon?
He's 39.
39.
Don't call him Don Perignon. Oh, my goodness.
Here is the audio. This is Don Perignon here.
Dominic Perrottet.
22 years old, our boss Speedy reckons.
I just ask everybody today to be patient, treat everyone with kindness and respect. You're going to have a lot of young people particularly pulling beers, serving tables. It's going to be, there'll be challenges here as we work through it. But, look, I think everybody across the state right now is pretty excited for what's been a long 100 days.
He flat out sounds like a 22-year-old.
Sounds like he's come straight off the beach.
It's so funny.
Couple of waves.
If you didn't have the visual, you would picture that he is younger than 39. So 13, 10, 60, solely based on how you sound, we are going to try. Guess your age. Oh, man.
And look, the great thing about this is our lockdown lottery today. Get yourself on air. So if you're on air with this, you could win just before 9. We're going to sort out your Friday drinks.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll assign you a number if you get on the air this morning, and then we'll draw, like lotto style, at the end of the show, a number if it's yours, $200 at your local bar to celebrate Friday Freedom Frothies with your friends.
Let's go Kelly this morning. Hi, Kel.
Hi, guys.
Ah,
hi.
Friendly, chirpy.
Kelly, what are you up to this weekend?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
I'm going to RSL on Sunday. There you go. Oh, that's probably giving it away, mate.
Yeah, a little bit.
Before you said RSL, can I do a disclaimer? Like, no one's allowed to get offended in this segment. Sorry.
Okay.
I just realised how bad this is going to sound.
Still get and jump off. No, okay.
I reckon you're 54, Kelly.
54. Oh, I was going to say 47.
Oh. Well, you're both wrong, so there you go.
How old?
I like you more, Gordy, and Matt, you know, you're sweet.
Sorry, babe. I'm just playing the game.
How old are you?
I just turned 50.
Turned on the money.
Split the
in the middle. In the middle.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
In the middle.
All right.
All right.
We've got quite a good gauge.
Okay. So maybe if we just take like the middle score between you and I, and that maybe that's how we win this game.
Let's see how we go with Ty. Morning, Ty.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Oh, strong.
Yeah,
strong
really
voice.
Good, mate.
Yeah.
What are you up to for the weekend? Any plans?
I've actually got my father's birthday coming up, so I'm going to be setting up for that over the weekend.
Setting up for he's got a dad. We know he's got a dad.
Everyone has a dad.
Yeah, but we know.
Every human being gets assigned one dad.
Yeah, but now we really know he's got a dad. He's having a birthday. He's got to be old enough to have him.
I think Ty sounds 28.
28. I was going to say, I reckon Ty's 34. Where does that put us? 28.
Unfortunately, you're both wrong.
Okay.
You're both wrong. How old are you, buddy?
21.
21!
Oh, you got an older sounding voice.
Spring chicken.
Older sounding voice.
You sound mature.
Strong.
An old
I'd like to
soul.
Think so.
Yeah, okay. Well, happy birthday to your dad for this weekend.
Thank you very much. I'll let him know. He'll be very keen.
We'll pass that on. Young dad, old dad. How old's your dad?
Older dad, he's turning 42.
42.
42.
Well, no, that means he was only 20 when he had you. That's not an old dad.
Well, he's old now.
Yeah. He was your age when he had you.
Well,
21.
That's confronting. Hi, Tracy.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, good. How you go? What have you got on for the weekend?
I'm working tomorrow, a couple of hours.
Whoa. I'll leave this for you, Maz. You go one, then I'll go one.
You're 32.
Okay.
How old are you, Tracy?
45.
Oh. Well, you sound like a spring chook.
I am.
You'll take.
There you are, exactly.
You'll take 32, though, won't you?
You sound 32. Yeah. All right. I mean, this would be a different game if we were asking people to send us photos. Totally Whoa, different game, cool. Hey?
Wouldn't want to go there. Some people. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Tommy, how are you, man?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Ooh, he's got a strong voice. What's on for the weekend, man? What's going on? Hey, Freedom Weekend.
Planning to pack the house up. My darling wife and I have bought our safe part and bought our first ever home. So we're packing up the house and moving out over the weekend.
A few little hints there. So buddy. First homeowners, but you are married, so that puts you up a little bit. But I'm meant to be basing this purely on your voice. I'm going to say you're 27 years old.
Oh, mate, you are. Take your hand off it, mate. Take your hand off it.
How old?
39.
Oh,
39. You're the same age as our premier.
Yeah, well, I'm better looking, though.
I can tell you're better looking just by hearing your voice through the phone.
Hey, good luck with the move, buddy. That's exciting news.
Tom for Premier 2024. Go for it.
Tom for Premier.
Well, look, we might chat to you again a little bit later in the show, Tom, with our lockdown lottery. Everyone here in the draw for that.
Let's say hello to Courtney. Hi.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Courts. What's on for the weekend, babe? Hanging out with the girls?
Might be tonight, we'll be running the kids around tomorrow.
I'm getting too much information
here. Kids.
I thought so, yeah.
But based on your voice, I think you sound 36.
Okay.
Oh, the reactions are never like yes. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, it's a difficult game.
Yeah, 36.
How old are you, babe?
I'm 33.
Ooh, I was close.
That's not bad. Yeah, 3 years off isn't bad.
Oh, close, that.
You made her sound a bit older, though.
Well, no, Courtney made herself sound a bit older because it's her voice.
This is true.
I think let's do a FaceTime. I look a lot younger.
Let's do a FaceTime. Yeah, all the good-looking people are like, let's do a face one.
All right, I'll go Mel here. Morning, Mel. Hello, Mel. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, there she is. Hi, Mel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Oh, sounds young. Yeah. You do sound young. I would love, we've got to get one right here, Maz.
I know.
We've got to guess one here.
I mean.
We'll ask you the same question we've asked everyone else because it's what's on everyone's mind at the moment. What is on for the weekend?
I actually have nothing on. Got a free weekend.
Oh, no plans, free weekend. So you're kid free. That's got to be kid free.
You sound like a uni student.
I'm going to say you're 22.
No.
Oh.
Are we close?
How old?
I'm actually 40.
Whoa.
Oh, Mel.
Amazing.
I know. You sound really old. It's the first time I've had to say that.
Nice. Hey, no, I'm 41, babe, and 40s is the best decade so far, by far. It's epic.
Awesome.
You're going
to
love it.
You've got a young voice. You really
yes.
do.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you hear that a lot when you chat to people on the phone or?
No, I can't say I've ever spoken about that before.
Okay. Who talks on the phone these days anyway? You just text.
All right.
No one's making phone calls except for this radio station, and that's just to win $200 at the bar. Let's be honest.
One more, Maz. Got to get this
okay,
one.
Okay, come on.
Got to get this one.
Hello to Indigo. Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hi, babe. How are you going?
Good.
Good. What are you doing today?
I'm going out for my sister's birthday.
Whoa.
Super young.
Is it a younger sister or an older sister?
Older sister.
An older sister. I think you're 12. Are you 12 years old?
No.
How old are you, Indigo?
I'm 9.
Oh!
3 years off again.
Such
9.
A hard game.
12. Same thing. Oh. Same thing.
Well, happy birthday to your sister.
How old's your sister turning?
12.
Oh, see.
I was channeling the wrong kid.
You were channeling the wrong kid.
Yeah. That's on me. Sorry, guys. I let the team down.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we get out of here today, that does wrap up the show. Our boss, Speedy, is in the studio.
Hi.
Hey, mate.
What's going on?
You don't know what this is about, do
no
you?
No idea.
Okay, great.
Have you listened to much of the show this morning?
Bits and pieces.
What time did you tune in from?
7:40 to 8:20.
Okay. Very specific.
Yeah.
All right. So you missed 6 o'clock.
Well, How do we explain this?
I was saying, so because you know how like pubs and clubs and things are all opening up again and dance floors are going to be back on the cards again soon. The guys asked me if I was a dancer on the dance floor.
I said, are you a grinder?
Yeah.
That was the exact question.
Am I a grinder?
Do you get, because we were talking about Pony by Genuine.
That's
this is how this all happened.
So that means you're grinding up against
a
people.
Person.
People, yeah.
A grinder.
Yeah.
And grinder I said, from way back.
I said, no, that's not me. I'm more of a friendly lurker.
Okay.
Which is the people just outside of the dance floor that sort of hang on the wall and move a little bit.
Yeah.
And you don't really go all in on the dancing, but you also don't want to sit by yourself with your friends. So you are lurking, but I'm a friendly lurker.
Okay.
Like I'm not a creepy lurker. I'm a friendly one.
Where are we going here? What's the question for me?
I said that I feel you would be... You would also be with me in the friendly lurker brigade. So I just want to sort of get it, like, I just want to find out where you sit in the...
If I'm a lurker like, or a grinder, is that what you're asking?
No, if you're a friendly lurker.
Are you a friendly...
Can I just also say, when you walked in here before and you went over to the side and you leant on that ledge, I was like, that is 110% friendly lurk.
So that's
right
why you
there.
Laughed at that. Okay.
So do you commit to the dance floor or do you friendly lurk around the dance floor?
When you get a couple of frothies in me, yes. I am in the middle of the dance floor.
Oh, you
middle.
Are the
100%.
So you're not a wall guy.
If it's one beer, I'm bopping on the wall. If it's more than two beers, I'm in the middle of the floor.
Two beers and the Black Eyed Peas and you are very much...
Where is the love? It's right here, baby, on the D floor.
That's a wrap for Gondi and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think.